This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The Ogallala Aquifer drives the economy of the High Plains. The vast underground water supply supports nearly one-fifth of the wheat, corn, cotton, and cattle produced in the U.S. The Natural Resources Conservation Service realizes the critical importance of the Ogallala Aquifer to High Plains states.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service has established a priority area to focus some funding on conservation within the Ogallala Aquifer area.
That's Rich Nelson, state wildlife biologist with NRCS in Lincoln. He's talking about the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative. One way of conserving the aquifer is to speed up the process of recharging it with surface water.
Playa wetlands have been shown to contribute to that recharge. Water concentrates in those areas. Over time, there's places where that water permeates down through the soil profile and eventually reaches the aquifer.
It's estimated more than 75,000 playa lakes dot the High Plains. NRCS is providing landowners incentives to rehabilitate as many as possible.
NRCS has prioritized some funding within our EQIP program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, to try to focus on those aquifer needs.
The Wetlands Reserve Program restores and enhances wetlands. It's an easement program that pays landowners to remove a wetland from crop production and provides cost-share money to rehab wetlands like Playa Lakes. Restoring a playa lake to proper function usually involves planting a grass and forbs buffer around the playa. The buffer helps prevent sedimentation, it filters the water, and provides wonderful wildlife cover. Dwayne Cheney represents the Kansas Alliance for Wetlands and Streams at Colby. He says WRP provides liberal inclusion of surrounding land for buffers.
It's called a 1-to-4 ratio. Every acre of playa, you can add 4 more acres, and that allows for that buffer that goes around the playa.
When finished, playa rehab work has left the land in a convenient situation for the producer to farm around.
Farmed around or fenced around, they will square them off so it makes it a little easier for the farmer to work around them.
Another program, Continuous CRP, is helping smaller land parcels containing playas.
General CRP, which is competitive, that program's only available during announced signups.
That's Amanda Shaw, supervisory conservationist with NRCS at Garden City.
Continuous CRP, though, addresses the smaller acreage practices, the ones that address, say, specifically maybe a playa. We can look at reseeding that area and then a buffer.
She says producers are taking advantage of continuous CRP to once and for all remove troublesome playas from crop production by enrolling those acres, planting a grass buffer, squaring it off, fencing it, and farming around it. Continuous CRP also is suited for creating small pockets of wildlife habitat.
Corners on center pivots, as long as they meet the crop history and person's tired of farming those things, you know, it's like, hey, I don't have to wait for a general sign-up, I could just come in.
The Wetland Reserve Program and Continuous CRP are helping conserve the Ogallala Aquifer. And they're helping producers streamline operations by removing from crop production pesky, muddy lowlands that rarely pay back the cost of the inputs in attempting to grow crops in them. Learn more about the NRCS Ogallala Aquifer Initiative and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.